This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 12th. I'm Paul Plack. New York State Police have identified the victims in a midair collision of a Piper Comanche and a Piper Cherokee Monday afternoon. It was a ferry flight gone wrong. The U.S. Air Force has accepted into its fleet the first of a planned 1,763 production model Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning II fighters. The fight continues in Washington over the F-136 engine that GE and Rolls-Royce want to sell the Pentagon as a backup to the Pratt & Whitney F-135 currently powering the Lightning II. A House bill is being readied which would prohibit the destruction of existing engines by the Pentagon. Congressman Mike McIntyre, a North Carolina Democrat, is applauding the announcement by GE that it will finish the alternate engine's development without federal funding. The Trent 1000 engine, developed for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner by Rolls-Royce, has been granted extended twin-engine operations approval by the FAA. USAPA, the union representing pilots at U.S. Airways, is bringing pressure on airline management to meet its demands through a news release questioning the safety of flying on that airline. March was the fourth month out of the last six that the nation's airlines reported no tarmac delays more than 3 hours. The U.S. DOT proposed on Tuesday to approve an application for antitrust immunity made by Delta Airlines and affiliates of the Virgin Blue Group to operate joint services between the U.S. and Australia. A joint LSA tour put together by several manufacturers is headed west, with four stops in Colorado today through Sunday. And the Yuma Sun reports an ultralight was used to drop 539 pounds of marijuana brought across the border from Mexico. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about ADS-B with Roger Dykeman of Honeywell Aerospace. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.